Somebody told me recently it's a red flag when people hate Christmas, and I just laughed my Grinchly laugh and threw it on the pile. I loved Christmas when I was a kid. Who doesn't love Christmas when they're a kid? First of all, we've got the tree inside of the house, which is a very solid vibe, and then we've got cookies and tinsel and lights and all that good stuff. But we all know that the true meaning of Christmas is being together with the ones that we love. So, on Christmas morning when I was a kid, I would open presents with my brothers and my parents, and we would eat brunch, usually bagels and lox, strangely enough. And then we would go over to my aunt and uncle's house, and we would hang out with my cousins and watch Mr. Bean and eat a Christmas ham. So, as I got a little bit older, Christmas kind of started to lose its sparkle because, like I said, Christmas is all about being with the ones that we love. And I am the middle of three kids. So I have a little brother and a big brother, Leland and Birch. And as we got older, both of my brothers, very, very smart, funny, insightful people, started to struggle pretty heavily with drug addiction and all of the challenges that come along with that. So a lot of Christmases, it felt like that season started, like, it amplified this absence that I was already feeling in my life. And even though I was always pretty close with my brothers, there were certain ways that they couldn't always show up in my life. And I felt like Christmas is a time of year when everybody, like, packs their family up into a little box and wraps up and puts a bow on it and puts it under the tree. And some part of me was sad that I couldn't do that. And I would go to my aunt and uncle's house, and if anybody asked where my brothers were, a lot of times I would have to tell them that they were in rehab or in jail, or worst of all, maybe I just didn't know. So, yeah, Christmas kind of started to lose its sparkle. And then came last Christmas. And y'all should buckle in for this because last Christmas was real rough. To start off, it had been a little bit over a year since my little brother had committed suicide, which was really hard, as you would imagine. My family, a year later, was still reeling. Like, it was definitely the hardest thing that we'd ever been through. And within that, I had this, like, little sprout of hope coming up that, like, this would be our year when we could all be together. Like, perhaps, like, this fragmented remain, this was our moment to, like, really just do it. And this was the plan. My older brother Birch was going to come from West Virginia, and he, like I said, had struggled for many years with drug addiction, but had sort of started to build himself this beautiful little life in West Virginia. He was living on a farm, and he was living with friends that had become like family to him. There were two little kids that called him Uncle Birch, and he'd gotten a puppy that he named Hank. And he was going to leave his sweet little farm, and he was going to come back to Baltimore, and him and I were going to drive to my mom's house. And my mom had just moved into this new home, and I really wanted to just start to fill her home up with happy memories. And then that was on Christmas Eve. We were going to drive to her house, and then Christmas Day, the three of us were going to go to my great aunt's house, and we were going to celebrate Christmas with my whole family. And the only problem with this plan is that Birch and I kept fighting over the phone. He kept calling me, and he was like, "I don't want to come to Baltimore. Baltimore is synonymous with the ringer for me. Like, I don't want to leave my puppy." He had all these reasons that he didn't want to come to Baltimore that all made perfect sense, but I had my own plans for Christmas. Like, I didn't like Christmas, but we were going to have a good Christmas, goddammit. So eventually, he decides to come to Baltimore. He's in Baltimore. We're getting ready. I'm wrapping my presents. And on December 23rd, I went to my dad's house for just a couple minutes. And while I was there, a police officer knocked on the door. And while my dad was outside, I felt like every possibility of what could be happening went through my mind. But when he came back in and told me that Birch had overdosed and died, I just sunk back beneath this cold, dark water of grief that I had been paddling to get to the top of for a year. It was unbelievable to me that the very worst nightmare of my life could be repeating itself. And on Christmas Eve Eve, very inconsiderate, Birch. So I drove to my mom's house the next day on Christmas Eve by myself, and we sat on her couch for days. We just sunk into that black hole, and we laughed, and we cried, and we talked, and honestly, I felt like I stayed under that water for a couple months. Like, yeah, there was just, the absence felt so enormous. I really missed my brothers. And when I came back up a couple months later, the thing that came to me is that grief is a kind of alchemy. Like, my life is so different in so many ways since my brothers have died. For one, I have this fucking dog that lives with me now, Hank. He's a delight, but he's also a menace, just like his dad. My life is also just like so littered with little remnants of their life. My house has little pieces of them all over. And more importantly, I am so much better acquainted with grief and with forgiveness and with my own resilience. Sorry, give me just 1 second. I feel my brother's light around me all the time. I feel it within myself, and I feel it within the people that love me and they loved and that loved them. And I know that there are many other changes in my life. Like, I would not have been standing here if it weren't for losing them. And not just because I wouldn't have this story, but because I would not be as brave or as open to this big, beautiful life that I get to live. So when my mom called me this summer and she reminded me of a wish that I had made last Christmas, I was really excited to take her up on it and agree that we just needed to be somewhere really far away for this Christmas. So I just got my passport in the mail, and this year, my mom and I are not celebrating Christmas. Instead, we are celebrating a new holiday called Jamaica. If you've never celebrated Jamaica, the main tenets are sunscreen, finding light and joy, passing the duchy to the left-hand side, and also you can cry if you need to. And to all of you this holiday season, I'm hoping that you all have whatever festivities and traditions bring you light and joy in this very dark time of year.